Next is a lecture given at the Bharati Vidya Bhavan by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 18, 1973, in Bombay, India.
Simar Nandaji, ladies and gentlemen, this scarcity of Krishna consciousness was felt long ago. When before starting this movement, I tried to approach many friends in India. Sometimes I think I approached late Mr. Munshi also when he was governor in UP. I requested that everyone may contribute a son from the family so that I can convert him an actual Brahmin. Because the education at the present moment is creating Shudras. Actually, there are two kinds of dharmas, Pashu dharma and Manav dharma. Pashu dharma means eating, sleeping, sexual intercourse and defending. This is Pashu dharma. Ahar nidra bhaya maithunanja samanam etat pashubhi narana. Eating, this is essential. Try to understand what is dharma. Dharma means which you cannot give up. Dharma does not mean you accept this dharma today and tomorrow another dharma. That is not dharma. Dharma means natural characteristic. Just like sugar is sweet, that is its dharma. And chili is hot, that it is dharma. A snake bites, that is its dharma. Water is liquid, that is its dharma. Stone is solid, that is its dharma. You cannot change. So, what is the dharma of the living entities? All the human beings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has enunciated the dharma of the human being. Jiver Swarup Hai Nitya Krishna Das. This is dharma. That every living entity is eternally servant of Krishna. He cannot give it up. If he does not serve Krishna, then he will have to serve Maya. Service is there. Nobody can say that I don't serve anyone. Is there anybody who can say boldly that I do not serve anyone? You must serve. That is your dharma. Either you become a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or this or that, your real characteristic is that you have to serve. That service attitude, when it is misunderstood, it is applied to Maya, and we are not happy. When it is applied to Krishna, then you are happy. Service you must render. That is your position. You cannot become master. In the politicians, they promise, I shall give you such and such service, please give me vote. So the service is promised, because you have to serve. That this definition given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Jiver Swarup Hai Krishna Nitya Das, the real, original characteristic of the living entity is to serve Krishna. That is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said, Mamaivamsa Jiva Bhuta. All these living entities, they are my parts and parcels. Just try to understand. What is the duty of the parts and parcels? Suppose this finger, they are the parts and parcels of my body. What is the duty of the finger? The finger has to catch the foodstuff or prepare the foodstuff and put into the mouth. The finger cannot enjoy. It has given to the stomach. Similarly, if we are parts and parcel of Krishna, we cannot enjoy anything directly without giving Krishna. That is our duty. Jiver sarupaya nitya Krishna das. So, Krishna also said in the Bhagavad Gita, dharma samasthapana khaya sammami juge juge yada yada hi dharma saglani bhavati bharata abhutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam sijamaham. So, what for Krishna comes? Does he come to establish Hindu dharma, Muslim dharma or Christian dharma? If Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, why he should be interested in particular type of dharma, Hindu dharma, Christian dharma or Muslim dharma? No. Therefore, after giving instruction throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita, as last says Krishna, the most confidential part of my instruction, Arjuna, sarva guhyatama, is this, sarva dharma alparityajya mamekam saranam vraja. This is dharma. If you are not surrendered soul to Krishna or God, your dharma has no meaning. It is useless. And where the definition of dharma is given by Krishna at the last stage of his instruction of Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharmān purityajya māmekam saraṇaṁ vraja. If one can catch up this point, then he begins Bhagavad Dharma. Bhagavad Dharma. Prahlāda Mahārāja said, Kaumāra nācharit prāgya dharmān bhāgavatāni ho. Kaumāra, from the very beginning of childhood, one should be taught about dharma, especially Bhagavad Dharma, the relationship with God. Similarly, in another place it is said, savai vaṁśāl parvo dharma yato bhakti radho khaje ahoituki apratihata jinātmā suprasīdati. Jina atma suprasidati savai pungjhāṁ parodhanu. Highest type of religious system. Jato bhakti radhukhaji. By which one can love. How to love God. That is dharma. Anything else, that is not dharma. That is portion dharma. Nandaji has invented a very nice word. Manav dharma. So manav dharma means what is the distinction between manav and pashu? That distinction is that a man eats, an animal eats. A man sleeps, an animal sleeps. A man has got sexual intercourse, animal has got sexual intercourse. A man also tries to defend, an animal also tries to defend. So these four principles of dharma, bodily necessities of life, is equal to the man and the animal. If you manufacture very nice palatable dishes for eating, that does not mean you are advanced in civilization. No. It is eating. So what is the difference between manav dharma and pashu dharma? Manav dharma means what Krishna teaches. Sarva dharma anparityajya mamekam saraṇaṁ. This is manav dharma. Except this, anything that is pashu dharma. That is pashu dharma. Therefore Bhagavat says, dharma prajjita koitava atra. All cheating type of dharma is kicked out from this Bhagavad dharma. So actually, if you are interested in manav dharma, we should take instruction from the authorities. Don't try to manufacture dharma. That is not possible. You cannot manufacture. Dharmam tu bhashakshad bhagavat pranitam. Dharma means the course given by God. That is dharma. Just like law means given by the state. You cannot manufacture law at your home. That is not possible. Nobody will care for that. Nobody will care for that. Just like on the street, you have got the law, keep to the left. So if you say, why not go to the right? You will be immediately arrested. You are criminal. Because it is law by the state. By your consideration, where is the difference between going in some countries and in England? Now England is kept to the left, India, America, it is kept to the right. So this may be changed in different countries and different laws, but law means which is given by the state. Similarly, dharma means which is given by God. You cannot manufacture dharma. That will not be applicable. So therefore Krishna says, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, that I descend, jada-jadahi dharmasya glani bhavati bharat. What is that glani? When one forgets Krishna or God and manufactures his own religion, pushu dharma, he cannot be happy. That is not possible. Just like if you make your own laws, you cannot be happy. You must obey the laws of the state. Similarly, what is the law of God? That is dharma. Dharma tu sakshad bhagavat pranita. Dharma cannot be manufactured by any man or any demigod or any saintly person, no. The dharma is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he says as the last instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. And actually, it is happening all over the world. Since we have presented this dharma to Sir Krishna, it is working very wonderfully. We have got branches all over the world, and you'll find some of these samples, you'll see. Those who are chanting Hare Krishna mantra, these Europeans, Americans, Canadians, we have got even branch in Iran also, Mohammedans, Christians, Africa, everyone is taking to this dharma, this Krishna consciousness movement. Therefore Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciated, Cheta Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nipapanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nipapanam. There is a conflagration of flame all over the world on account of godless civilization, this nonsense civilization. You have to stop it. Then you will have. You cannot become happy without God. That is not possible. Therefore, if you are actually interested to spread dharma, you take the principles of Bhagavad Gita, stand up, Bhagavad Gita as it is, don't try to interpret in a fashionable way. This means that, that means that. No. Krishna means Krishna. Krishna means, Krishna says, matta parataram nanya kinci jasti dhananya. My dear Dhananya, there is no more superior authority than me. You have to accept that. Krishna says, Māme vaja prapadyante, māyāme tāṁ tarantite. You have to accept that. Krishna says, manmanā bhava madbhakta, madhajādi māga namaskuru. You have to accept that. Then you will be able to, you will be successful. Otherwise, It is useless waste of time. Samayeva hi kevalam. Samayeva hi kevalam. Dharma sarishthita pumsha. Vishakshena kathasuja. Notpadayetaratingajadi. Samayeva hi kevalam. You can execute your so-called dharma. But if it does not help you to understand what is God, then it is useless waste of time. It is useless waste of time. Sramayeva hi kevalam. So, actually this Bharatvarsha is the land of dharma. Even some communist Chinese gentleman, he has written a book that is recommended in the New York University. He says that if you want to know about dharma, you must go to India and learn it. We have got so facility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila ja, janma sarthak kari karo paroupaka. Anyone who has taken birth as a human being in the land of Bharatvarsha, first of all, let him become perfect and distribute the knowledge all over the world. That is paroupaka. So I shall request that there is great need of this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. It is only one man's attempt. If persons like Nandaji and others, leading persons, jajjad acharati sreshtha, lokastad anuvartate. Nandaji is one of the sreshtha vyakti of India. He was minister in the central government. Now he is out of office, but the man is the same. I was very glad when I received the literature. I thought at least one man in India is thinking that India is so much downfall. So I was very much encouraged. Otherwise I was very much discouraged that there is no human being in the, because they have forgotten Krishna, forgotten God. Now I see there is still. So I shall request Nandaji to take the standard method as prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita. Then he will be successful. Not only Nandaji, anyone. The example is already there. I am preaching all over the world Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no fashionable interpretation. No. As it is. And how they are being accepted. So, why not in this country? In this country, Krishna consciousness is natural, it is not artificial. From the birth of a man, is Krishna conscious. Artificially he is being cut down. Forget Krishna. This nonsense dharma should be stopped. Take Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is being accepted all over the world. Why not in India? Why you present competitors of Krishna? Don't do this. Take this instruction of Bhagavad Gita. That sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam braja. You will be successful. If you manufacture something, you will never be successful. I tell you. So anyone, the standard is there, the instruction is there, everything is there. Why should we try to manufacture something new? Mahajana jena gatasya pantha, dharmam tu sakshad bhagavat panitam, dharmasya taptam nidam guhaya, mahajana jena gatasya pantha. That is our process. Tattva pratisthana, simply by argument, you cannot reach the confidential part of dharma. Sutayo vibhinna, and if you study Vedas, that is also samyajyadi kathatva, you will be puzzled. Naso munijyasya matam na bhinnam. He is not a philosopher or a muni who cannot give a separate theory. So these things are going on. Therefore, how to know what is the purpose of dharma? That is stated that dharmasya tattvanga nihitam guhaya mahajana jina gatasya pantha. Just follow, try to Mahajana. Who can be better Mahajana than Krishna? Is there anybody in this world still now better than Krishna who can give good instruction, more beneficial than Krishna? No, there is none. So, take this principle, Bhagavad Gita, as it is, the instruction of Gita, instruction of Krishna, and try to follow. It will be successful not only in India, all over the world. That is my practical experience. Thank you very much.